Frank Gaffney, 2022 Beijing Olympics is like 1936 Berlin Olympics. By Robert Krajicek on June 26, 2021. Frank Gaffney, Vice Chair of the Committee on the Present Danger and host of Secure Freedom Radio, likened the 2022 Winter Olympics schedule to be held in Beijing, China, to the 1936 Summer Olympics that took place in Berlin, Germany, during the dictatorship of Adolf Hitler. "This is 1936 all over again," Gaffney said on Friday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow. The international community went to Berlin, Germany, and held Olympic Games that Adolf Hitler and his Third Reich turned into not only a monster propaganda coup, but a validation, and it emboldened them to believe that they could do whatever they wanted. He added, "The international community would be accommodating, or worse, pulling in behind them. This will be true in spades if Xi Jinping, in the wake of all of the horrors that he has unleashed on the world, not least of which with Tony Fauci's help, unfortunately, is a murderous pandemic, for gosh sakes." Marlow stated, "There is absolutely no excuse for a single American to participate in the Olympics in Beijing. And I don't see any logic on why we would legitimize them that way." Gaffney helped launch Stop the Genocide Games, a petition calling for a relocation of the 2022 Winter Olympics. Gaffney remarked, "The only other reason for allowing these games either not to be moved, which is preferable, honestly, or to be a boycotted is that the athletes want to go. They want to go and they want to compete. They've been training so hard and all that. I get that." Gaffney said the Chinese Communist Party intends to acquire DNA samples from Olympic athletes for bioengineering purposes. "But what the athletes need to know, and I have not heard very much discussion about this at all, is that without their permission, absolutely, positively, certainly, their DNA will be expropriated by the Chinese Communist Party and turned into part of their superhuman bioengineering operation," Gaffney warned. He continued, "And it won't just be to make sure that Chinese athletes always win Olympic Games in the future. It will be to build, as they are now talking about doing, armies of super warriors whose purpose will be to destroy the rest of us, or certainly, at least to conquer and dominate us." He added, "These are the sorts of things that I think all have to be on the table and should be urgently used to impress upon both the Olympic committees, international and American, and the athletes, and the sponsors, and our politicians, because we don't want any part of these games. We should make sure that nobody participates in them as long as the regime in Beijing is run by the Chinese Communist Party," he concluded. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.